I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is another episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. The buzz is building for a brand new Matt Groening animated series. It is called Disenchantment, and it premieres with the first 10 episodes Friday, August 17th on Netflix. Joining me now is the showrunner, co-developer, and executive producer, Josh Weinstein. Josh, how you doing?
Hi, good, thanks.
Can you tell, can you feel that the buzz and the excitement is building around this show? I feel like so many people are excited for this to premiere on Netflix.
Yeah, it's really cool, actually, because Matt and I have been working on this show for 3 years. Matt's had the idea for, 8 years. And so, we've been, working in silence and secrecy up till, a couple months ago when we started releasing stuff. So feeling that there is excitement and buzz is really cool.
Is it really that tough to keep so many things a secret for so long?
Yeah, oh my God, yes. Because this show actually has big secrets that are revealed over the course of the first 10 episodes and then at 20 episodes. And over the course of the series, however long that lasts, there are certain big things that are revealed in secret. So it's really hard. And I've worked on Gravity Falls, where we also had the same issues of we didn't want people to find out what was going to happen in the big finale. So it's really, we've had a lot of actual security to try to keep things contained.
Wow. But getting a 20 episode commitment right out of the gate must have been a very good feeling for you guys.
Yeah, it's great because it really allows us to tell these full stories since this series is serialized. So it gives us a lot of freedom and space. Yeah.
So you say Matt's had this idea for about 8 years. You've worked with him on The Simpsons and Futurama. When he first approached you about this saying, "Guess what? I want to do a new series." Did you kind of get chills? What was your initial reaction to all that?
Yeah, I got very excited because for years, when we were working on Futurama and the latest one on Comedy Central, we were always saying, we got to do something together. And then I went to Gravity Falls, and just as Gravity Falls was ending, I got a call that Matt wanted to meet with me. And we met over lunch, and he has these notebooks full of ideas and drawings for all these different show ideas, and he told me about this show, and I was like, I have to do this.
Hmm. And did you feel like you had to do this because you've been into the fantasy, adventure, medieval time frame for a lot of your life?
Yes, it's a thing, it's interesting because I've always been into sort of medieval legends and things like the Holy Grail and that sort of thing, and Matt sort of grew up reading, novels and things like Lord of the Rings and that sort of thing, so it's kind of a good mix, but I'm so into medieval history that it kind of it rings all my bells.
Oh, that's great to hear. I had the chance to watch the first two episodes, and I love the animation, love the style. There's some great humor in it. Tell our listeners about the three main characters on Disenchantment.
Okay, yeah, because that's a good starting point, because even though this show is a medieval fantasy, it's also really a coming-of-age story because there have been so many fantasy shows and movies and things like Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings. It's like we felt if we didn't do something different and if we just did a parody show, it wouldn't be worth it. We knew it had to be about something. So it's a coming-of-age story. And Bean, Alpha, and Lucy are all supposed to be around 18, 19, 20 years old, even though Lucy is a demon, so he might be 10,000 years old. But he's still a young demon. But it's all about them coming into the world as adults for the first time and not listening to what the stupid king says or what wizards say or what legends say, and it's about finding your own place in the world.
Mm. And you talk about Game of Thrones and all these other medieval shows. Because there have been so many of those shows and movies over the years, was it challenging in the design perspective of these characters to make them feel unique and fresh?
Yeah, and in fact, I only watched 3 episodes of Game of Thrones, and I never watched any more. And I don't know if that Matt has. I think Matt hasn't watched it at all. And so we try to make it our own thing. And obviously, the characters spring from Matt's head and from his hand, so those are totally in his style. And then for the backgrounds, we wanted them to be Simpsons and Futurama are, I love the way they look, but it's kind of flat. And we wanted this show to be more lush and rich, and for the backgrounds to kind of look more like storybooks, like really beautiful illustrations. So that was, and then it was a challenge to make sure that Matt-style characters work against those rich backgrounds. So we actually had to work a lot with, like, the lighting and shading of characters so they feel fully integrated.
I could tell with the sets and watching them, they're very three-dimensional. I could see that depth in those castles in the background moments.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's also a testament to our animation house, Rough Draft, who did Futurama as well, is they're kind of great both with, like, beautiful hand-painted things, but also with 3D. And it's an interesting combination, you know, because as you saw, like, on this, some establishing shots, it's 3D animation, but then once we're into it, it's standard animation.
Sure, yeah. Lucy the Demon is quite a character. Do you find yourself having angel and devil voices in your head when it comes to making decisions?
Yes, totally. I mean, that's really... Lucy and Elfo are, we always said, like, they're like the angel and devil on Bean's shoulder. And so it's totally, and it's together, they really make one character in a certain weird way. But yeah, that's like, we're always in a conflict between being Lucy and being Elfo. And, like, I want to be more like Lucy, but I end up always being like Elfo.
With showrunner Josh Weinstein from Disenchantment, it's premiering on Netflix. Obviously, Simpsons was a Fox show. You had some Fox production, but Comedy Central for Futurama. Why Netflix? Why did you decide to go this route with this show?
Well, it's because Netflix gives creators such freedom and also encouragement. It's very different from any network that Matt and I have ever worked for before. And because of that, and because they give complete freedom, and also because they allow you to launch a whole series at once, we just felt it's a much more exciting opportunity. And we can give people a full season all at once. So really, this show, each season of a show is kind of like a mini epic 5-hour movie.
Whoa. That's a cool way to look at it, an epic 5-hour movie. I think a lot of people would like action movies, some of them, if they're good, to be epic 5-hour long films. I think they would like that.
No, I don't know that people can watch it all at once. That might be too exhausting. But it is like, it's designed to be one, each episode stands on its own, but it's still one epic mini story in the first 10.
And you and Matt are no strangers to spoofing the Mouse House, known as Disney, with you got the various elves and their names. You spoof Snow White and the Smurfs right out of the gate. My gosh.
That's enough. Matt's always been fascinated. Like, he said, I think, ever since he was a kid, he's been drawing elves. So he's really obsessed with that. And I'm obsessed with not just Disney, but old-time, like, Fleischer Brothers, like the old Popeye cartoons and those sort of things. So we wanted the world that Elfo comes from to feel like this old-time, happy, sappy 1930s cartoon world.
And I love the music from Mark Mothersbaugh. It captures that fantasy medieval vibe. What were your goals for him going in with the music for this show?
Well, we wanted a couple of things, is because we always, like, and the same that we have in Simpsons and Futurama is we play the drama, like you never play the joke, like you never go wah, wah, with music. Mm-hmm. And so, like, to treat the drama seriously, which Mark Mothersbaugh is great as, he's scored so many great movies, but it's also, we wanted, like, the theme song to be unique and not to just be, like, old-timey English medieval music, and so we knew approaching Mark Mothersbaugh that he'd do something really unique and cool. And it's also really cool because he's one of, like, my musical heroes, and he's kind of like the musical equivalent of Matt Groening in that he's, like, delightfully funny and weird and talented. So he's kind of been a pleasure to work with.
That is awesome. So you've had to keep all these secrets for a long time but have just revealed them recently, so Comic-Con must have been a joy for you then to get to tell everybody about all this.
Yeah, it was both a thrill, but it also made me really anxious because this was the first time that people would be seeing full clips from the show as opposed to just little tidbits. And we really didn't know, there's a lot of different type of jokes in the show, and we didn't know how it would play, and the fact that it played really well in front of this huge crowd made us really happy.
That is awesome. Josh Weinstein, congrats on Disenchantment and best wishes with all 20 episodes. We got the first 10 coming on August 17. Congrats to you and Matt and everybody at Netflix and the show.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You are welcome. All right, watch them. Disenchantment, first 10 episodes debut Friday, August 17th on Netflix. Thanks for listening to this episode of the LCJ Q&A podcast. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson.